Peace talks are stalled while violence is considered in the Middle East. A mission agency gets at the heart of outreach with the Pastoral Summit, and home-based groups are growing in Spain. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Bliss. Topping the news, Israel says peace talks in the Middle East will be tabled until the Palestinian radical groups disarm. Even with this setback, Dr. Bashar Awad, president of the Bethlehem Bible College, has hope for what's coming in the region's future.
There's the roadmap that America and Bush has put on the table, and right now it is still alive. I hope it will not die. And we have a new president in Palestine, Abbas, and he is very sincere and very serious about working a peace agreement with Israel.
But peace isn't coming fast enough for the Christians in the region. Awad says the pressure on them is intense. As a result, many are leaving the region, which means what's left is a remnant church. That's why there's a Bible college.
With the Bible college, we wanted to keep Christianity in the land. And we have found out that our graduates stay in the land, they serve the Lord, and they go out and fellowship and preach, and even they start churches. There are still Christians over there, and we want to encourage what's left, the remnant of Christianity, and we want to tell them that stay, Jesus loves you, this is your land, this is where you were born, this is where your parents and grandparents have been born.
Meanwhile, more than 3,000 people from 10 tribes in southern Venezuela gathered in support of New Tribes Mission. Organizers say they're not against the government, but they don't agree with the announcement made October 12th by President Hugo Chavez, saying he wanted New Tribes missionaries to leave the country. Tribal leaders say missionaries have helped indigenous people with medical needs, education, and more. Pray that God would allow New Tribes an opportunity to meet with Chavez. You're listening to Mission Network News. While persecution sorely tries the international church, there are those who are preparing church leaders for such a time as this. Global Advance Ministries' David Shibley said they just held their second international summit for church leaders. Many felt that this gathering built on the foundation of the first summit in 2002. But there was something different about this one.
There seemed to be an international missions family feel throughout the entire summit, and these brothers feel that they are very much linked together across the nations, across the world, for the advance of the gospel.
43 pastoral delegates participated in this year's summit. Shibley says from them, an evangelism explosion is likely.
I believe that we will reach our God-given goal of equipping 1 million pastoral leaders in developing nations. I believe that's going to happen far more rapidly than any of us realized because the delegates themselves are now picking up the vision.
Next, how do you reach a country that has had the gospel for 2,000 years? That's the question Greater Europe Mission is asking as they minister to the Catalan people group in Spain, where just a quarter of 1% of the people are evangelical Christians. GEM's Lauren Wells says they're rethinking church in new ways.
So what we're really hoping to see, and actually started to see quite a bit of movement in, is really more of a kind of a home-based church, much more what I like to call simple church.
Wells says the Catalan believers have said they don't need more people to explain the gospel, but to display it.
If we come as servants, actually demonstrating them, working out for them in our lives a Christian walk, they find that very, very attractive. And I believe that's what the Catalan Christian today is looking for, is someone to come alongside and really live their faith and maybe give them, the Catalan Christian, the strength and the courage to actually live their faith.
Pray for the challenges these Catalan Christians face as they try to impact Spain in new ways. And Transworld Radio just completed 40 days of fasting for at-risk women around the world. TWR's Project Hannah initiative is designed to raise awareness of women who are abused, neglected, and spiritually needy. Now, Project Hannah is celebrating its 8th anniversary. What started with 12 friends has now exploded into an 80-nation prayer effort with a radio broadcast in 30 languages. Pray that God uses it to reach even more women at risk with hope that can only be found in Christ. Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like more information about what you heard today, give us a call at 1-800-995-4828. That's 1-800-995-4828. Expanded coverage can also be found at our website, missionnetworknews.org, where we also offer resources like church bulletin inserts, quarterly newsletters, podcasting, and more. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.